Hi everyone, a good Tuesday afternoon to you. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Tim Drawbridge. Well, some of us continue to see some hazy sunshine, otherwise there's a lot of clouds across the region. And when we do see a little bit of sun poking out, it's helping to warm temperatures into the upper 70s and a few locations barely getting over the 80 degree mark. That sunshine helping to fuel the atmosphere, with some showers popping up across portions of the listening area as we do speak, mainly north and west of the Capital District as of last check, but again, we all have that opportunity for scattered showers and a couple of thunderstorms with the potential to see a heavier downpour as we head through this afternoon. Now, the model guidance was suggesting earlier this morning that we would maintain a shower threat as we head through tonight. It looks like we will lose the shower action as we head through this evening. Heavy period of a couple of hours where we have dry, quiet weather, and then deal with a few showers just in time once again as we head through the Wednesday morning commute. All right, your surface analysis as we head through this midday, showing a boundary draped across New York and New England. North of this boundary, especially as you jump the Canadian border, much drier air in terms of lower levels of humidity. South of this boundary, we know, lower 70 dew point temperatures, upper 60s, so it doesn't take much to wring the atmosphere out in terms of that moisture. The boundary circles back through the Great Lakes into the North Central Plains. We also have a system that we continue to track across southern portions of Canada back into the Northern Rockies. This system will ultimately end up sweeping across Canada and the northern tier of the United States as we head throughout the next 24 to 36 hours and help to break down the top of the Bermuda High, the ridge to our south, meaning we'll see some slightly cooler weather as we head through Friday and into the upcoming weekend. But the key phrase for many of us, especially the way the last couple of weeks have gone humidity-wise, we'll see lower levels of humidity. In fact, up north, central Vermont, Champlain Valley, back through the North Country and the Adirondacks could end up having a very delightful weekend this coming weekend. Let's head down into the tropics now. Tropical Storm Chantal is located in the vicinity of Barbados and Martinique. This will continue to head on a northwesterly course as we head throughout the next few days through Hispaniola and the Bahamas. Long-range model guidance earlier today was suggesting perhaps a track toward the Carolinas sometime early midweek next week. But at this point, there seems to be some model discrepancies with the long-term model guidance. So we'll just look over the next few days and again that track through Hispaniola into the Bahamas. A quick review of the climatological data. Again, 85 and 71, the high-low split for yesterday, but that morning low came just before midnight last night. The morning low this morning was 70 degrees. Quantitatively yesterday, 1.40 inches of rain fell right before midnight, and that heavier downpour that we all ended up waking up to in and around the Capital District at midnight last night continued into the first portion of this morning, but not included within the 24-hour total. For midday total, we now stand at 3.06 inches. Obviously, that's a surplus by approximately 2 inches for the early portion of July. Quantitatively for the year 2013, 26.48. That's a surplus of approximately 6.9 inches for the year. Again, we shake our heads and think back just a couple of months talking about a significant rainfall deficit, or precipitation deficit rather, for the year 2013. And now we're talking about a significant surplus. The average high-low split for today, here Tuesday, July 9th, 82 and 61 with a record high on this date back in 1936. That would be 103 degrees. The record low is 41 degrees from 1963. The sun sets later today at 8:35, rises once again on Wednesday morning at 5:27 a.m., sets later on Wednesday at 8:34 p.m. So in the forecast for the remainder of your Wednesday afternoon, we'll continue to see some breaks in the clouds, allowing for some hazy sunshine. It'll be muggy. Scattered showers and perhaps a couple of thunderstorms, some of that action producing a heavier downpour, and a high up close to 85 in Albany, 83 the forecast high at Glens Falls. As we head through tonight, showers, perhaps a storm this evening, then a dry period as we make our way past the midnight hour, with a few more showers arriving as we head through the pre-dawn hours of Wednesday morning. Otherwise, we'll call for variably cloudy skies with some areas of fog or haze and a low down to 69 in Albany, down to 67 at Glens Falls. Once again for Wednesday, some hazy sunshine helping to fuel the atmosphere, again feeling muggy, Scattered showers and thunderstorms for the middle and the second portion of the day, some of which we're really going to have to keep an eye on as the Storm Prediction Center and the model guidance continues to suggest a slight risk for severe weather from the Hudson Valley points west as we head through tomorrow afternoon and into Wednesday evening. Highs region-wide between 83 and 88. Some hazy sunshine for Thursday, with a focus of scattered showers and thunderstorms possibly being strong to severe from the Capital District points south and east. So a heads up on Thursday for the Berkshires, the hills of northwestern Connecticut, and the mid and lower Hudson Valley. A high on Thursday in Albany up to 83. That cooler, well, somewhat cooler, but especially drier weather in terms of lower levels of humidity arrives as we head through Thursday night into the day on Friday. Mixed sun and clouds for Friday, high of 82. And right now the weekend forecast seems like a mirage. But the guidance is suggesting that we will be dry with decent weather. So we'll call it partly cloudy on Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday. Overnight lows, upper 50s, lower 60s. Daytime highs both days between 80 to 85. Have a wonderful Tuesday afternoon. We'll have the update for you in a few hours later today. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Tim Drawbridge.